differently this morning, gang. Before I do the children's sermon, I'm going to have a prize, and I'm going to see. It's kind of a prize that I really need you to give to your parents till you get home. It's called Goofy String. It's spray string, and so I want you to be careful and give it to your parents, not do it inside. So here's the question, okay? Who, now, Miss Julie, you help me with this. When you have the answer, you raise your hand quickly, and she's the official, she's the official, I see your hand go up, all right? Okay, who, now can't put your hand up yet, who was the first king of Israel? Yes, ma'am. Oh, was it? Who?
It's Breezy.
Okay, Breezy? Saul. All right. Breezy. Remember, not in the church. All right. Now, for the children's sermon, I brought something that's really, really cool. Do you know what this is? Do you know whose this is? It was mine when I was a little boy. As a matter of fact, it's a size 2. And my mom keeps everything. And this is something I wore as a kid. I think there's a picture she had us take. And what do you think? And I'm just asking. You tell me. Would you like me to put this on this morning?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing? I won't fit in it. Are you saying I'm too big? Okay, the truth is I'm too big. I'm 61 now, and I wore this when I was under 2 years of age. And I wanted to tell you this, that is the way it's supposed to be in the Christian life. You see, when you become a Christian, the Bible says that you're a baby. But the goal is not to stay a baby. The goal is to grow, to be older, to become mature. Now, like each year you have a birthday, that doesn't make you mature, okay? It just makes you older. In your Christian life, just because you turn another day old as a Christian doesn't mean that you're mature. There are a lot of older people who are still babies in Christ. And so it's important to grow. As a matter of fact, there is a scripture that says in 1 Peter chapter 2, it says, like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow up into a full experience of salvation. Here's how you grow as a Christian. You learn to understand God's Word. And what I understand now is so much more than when I was that age. And so the Christian life is all about learning this book. Now in a couple weeks, not next Wednesday, but the next Wednesday, we're going to have Vacation Bible School on Wednesday nights. The point of Vacation Bible School is to learn the gospel. It's to learn about the Bible. So that will be an opportunity for you, and I really hope that you'll take advantage of it. Remember, you're not supposed to stay a baby Christian all your life. You're supposed to grow, okay? Well, let's pray. Father, I thank you for these kids, and I pray that they would grow older and they would understand more. And I thank you for their teachers, and I look forward to see what you're going to do with their lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.